this is Honest Homeopathy, where we are empowering mamas everywhere to care for their families. The information in this podcast is to be used for educational purposes only. The suggestions here should not replace the advice of your medical doctor. I am not a physician, nor am I prescribing or making healthcare decisions for you. Welcome back to Honest Homeopathy. I hope everyone had a great weekend, and I want to say thank you to everyone who tuned into last week's episode, where we talked about the remedy Hecla Lava and how it helps with toothaches. Sorry I didn't have a new episode come out last week. We had a big house project we were working on, and this mama was tired, but we are back and rested and ready to talk about all things homeopathy. Normally on our episodes, we begin by talking about the remedy of the week. We are going to transition for the next few episodes, and instead of talking about one particular remedy, we are going to discuss a symptom and some of the top remedies for that specific symptom. After that, I will share all of the remedies we've used in our own home over the past week. And lastly, I will share some exciting things we have in the works for Honest Homeopathy and our listeners. Before I get into today's episode, I want to say a quick thank you to everyone who listens faithfully to my podcast every week. If you have any questions about this or past episodes, or if you have a homeopathy story to share, please feel free to reach out to me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. I'm not a doctor or a certified homeopath. I'm a mama who is passionate about homeopathy and caring for my family. While using homeopathy, I have seen amazing results, and I enjoy sharing the knowledge I've learned with others. Thank you again to everyone who listens and for learning and growing with me. Okay, let's dive in. So today we are actually going to talk about head injuries. Before we start, I want to make sure I'm clear that there are many remedies that can help with and be beneficial for someone with a head injury. My goal today is to just share a few of the top remedies that are known and proven to help. According to John Hopkins, a head injury is a broad term that describes a vast array of injuries that occur to the scalp, skull, brain, and underlying tissue and blood vessels in the head. Head injuries are also commonly referred to as brain injury or traumatic brain injuries, depending on the extent of the head trauma. Head injuries can be a scary thing for anyone, but with homeopathy, we can be a lot more confident. Today, I'm going to share the top three homeopathic remedies for head injuries. Number one is arnica. This is the number one remedy I would have on hand for a head injury. Arnica is known to help with a hematoma. So a hematoma is an abnormal pooling of blood in the body under the skin that results from a broken or ruptured blood vessel. The most common symptoms of hematomas are pain and swelling. So hematomas can be as simple as a bruise or as traumatic as a brain injury. Arnica is known as a remedy for all head injuries in general and is beneficial for a headache that is a result of a head injury. The second remedy to have on hand for head injuries is hypericum. Hypericum is another great head injury remedy. Hypericum is known as a nerve remedy. It helps with head injuries that involve a fractured skull, bone splinters, and throbbing pains. Another unique symptom that would point to hypericum is if someone's hair falls out as a result of a head injury. The last remedy that I want to mention for head injuries is natrum sulfuricum, known as NatSulf. NatSulf is a remedy known to help with the ill effects of falls and injuries to the head. This is also a remedy to consider if there are negative ailments in the body ever since a head injury has occurred, such as mental or physical troubles, as well as headaches since the injury. Usually these types of headaches are worse from stooping down or by noise. It is also known as a remedy to help with spinal meningitis. These are the remedies I would encourage everyone to have on hand in dealing with a head injury. Obviously, head injuries are something that need to be taken seriously, and if you feel like one has occurred that is severe, please seek medical attention. I hope this information has been helpful and gives you more confidence in what remedies to choose for head injuries for yourself or your family. I so enjoy being able to share just a small bit of information of what a remedy is capable of doing. I do hope that by listening, you're encouraged to go and study on your own and do the work to learn even more to take care of yourself and your family. Homeopathy is an investment in your health, and it's one that you won't regret. Welcome back. So we have taken some time to learn about the top three remedies to have on hand for head injuries. Now we are going to take an honest look at the homeopathy I've been using in my own home over the past week. And what do you know? It includes remedies for head injuries. My sweet girl seems to love to bang her head on everything. So this past week, she smacked her head on her brother's headboard of his bed. She fell and smacked her head on our hardwood floor, and lastly ran and fell and scraped and smashed her head on the asphalt driveway. So none of these injuries were very serious, but I felt a lot more confident and at peace being able to give her arnica and watching the swelling go down and the redness disappear the next day. When we have little ones, they are destined to bump their heads on things, but having the right remedies on hand makes all the difference in the world. Me and my son both felt a little off earlier this week. We weren't sure if we were getting colds or it was allergies. I'm still sort of dealing with it. You probably can hear it in my voice. Just some congestion, drainage. I gave both of us several doses of cold calm throughout the day. And after a good night's sleep, we seem to be feeling a lot better. I'm not sure if mine is more allergies with the seasons changing. I will keep you all updated on that and what remedies I might take in the future. The last story I want to share of using homeopathy this week actually wasn't for my immediate family, but for some friends of mine. A group of us moms got together this week to let our kids play at the park and just have like a sort of a mom's group. And two of the little guys were sitting at a picnic table and they both fell off backwards and hit their head on the concrete. So their mom scooped them up immediately and we gave them arnica. There was some crying and some tears, but after a little while, they joined their friends and played like normal and didn't seem to have any kind of really swelling or anything. I also gave one of the moms some aconite for the shock, just because it's a really scary thing to see your little child fall and hit their head, especially on concrete. And we know that head injuries are a serious thing. So before we left for the day, she told me that she was feeling much better. So this is an example of the importance of having some key remedies on hand with you in your purse or your diaper bag. You never know when you might need them. And I'm glad that I was able to share homeopathy this week with some other mamas in my community. Every week when I recall all of the remedies we have used and how it has helped our family, my heart just feels so grateful. I love being able to share my experiences using homeopathy with all of you and learning about this amazing medicine. I hope you find it beneficial and are encouraged as well. Okay, so this week I want to give everyone a little peek into Honest Homeopathy and what we have in the works for the future for all of you, my listeners. We will obviously be continuing the podcast. I've gotten several emails this week from listeners commenting on how much they have enjoyed listening and learning. This is always so encouraging and motivating for me to continue to produce more content. If you've listened to past episodes, you know that this past spring, I taught the homeopathy class Gateway 1. This is a great intro course to homeopathy that Joette Calabrese produced. I have had some people reach out about me teaching one for the fall, so I wanted to put that out there to see what type of interest there might be. If you are interested in taking this class, please email me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. Again, the email address is honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. I would love to know of your interest as well as maybe what dates and times work for you depending on what time zone you live in. I would like to teach the class at a day and time where the most people who are interested are able to attend. And lastly, I want to share some exciting news. So something new that we have coming out from Honest Homeopathy is a weekly newsletter. So this will be a newsletter all about homeopathy and holistic health. We'll share specific remedies, upcoming classes, natural health tips, and so much more. This will be a simple newsletter that will come straight to your inbox to help grow your homeopathy knowledge. We are still working on getting all of the details ironed out, but it will be available very soon to be delivered straight to your inbox. And lastly, one more exciting sneak peek. I am planning on creating a homeopathy first aid video for mamas that I'll be sharing for free with everyone who signs up to receive my newsletter. This will help you feel prepared as a mama to face all of the common everyday injuries that we face with a well-stocked homeopathy kit. I'm so excited to be able to share even more content with you guys in the coming months, so stay tuned for how you can sign up. I want to thank everyone for listening to today's episode. If you have any questions about homeopathy or anything I've mentioned in today's episode or a story you would like to share, please feel free to reach out to me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. If you're enjoying the podcast, I encourage you to take a minute to leave a review and to share this podcast with others you know. If you're listening on Apple, Spotify, or any other platform, please leave that 5-star review. Just a quick recap of today's show. Today we talked about the top 3 remedies for head injuries. These include arnica, hypericum, and natsulf. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.
This is Honest Homeopathy. Thank you for listening. Mamas everywhere, I hope you feel empowered to care for your family. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and please leave a review. We have a new podcast coming out every Monday to help you on your journey of homeopathy. I'll see you next time.